What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. A decade of truck driving experience here to entertain you. Oh, my God. So let's get down to business. Excuse me, guys. So, good things about President Trump. He doesn't believe in global warming, so his EPA, his Secretary of State, will most likely do everything in their power to make sure oil and diesel stay cheap. Right. Well, oil and then diesel, so it'll stay cheap. That's a good thing for trucking as far as financing. They most likely will not go up on emissions. His first 100 days, he said he wants to make it where for every regulation the government creates, that they will also take away rules. In other words, if they create two regulations, I believe they have to take away four regulations. One for every one regulation, they have to take away two. I believe that's how it works. And those things could lead to good things for the trucking industry. Not necessarily for the food we eat or the air we breathe, but for the trucking industry, Mr. Trump will do very well. Oh boy. Anyway, in Missouri, which I thought was interesting, OOIDA, put in their magazine a while ago that, Missouri for some reason is creating they're allowing people to be to carry firearms concealed without a license, as well as carry a firearm without training. And that's very dangerous. So if you're a truck driver, you go into Missouri, be aware of this. I see a lot of people talking about, oh yeah, we're gonna carry guns, you know, because there's groups trying to fight for a national license. The problem with a national license is that just because you created a law federally doesn't necessarily mean there won't be other laws and other places where they can enforce things to send your ass to jail. Okay, so, you know, states and cities have ways of getting at your ass. Even though marijuana is supposedly legal, most people don't realize that in some places it is legal, but it's not legal to sell. Literally, legal to smoke recreationally, but not legal for you to actually sell it. They're allowing that, right? They're allowing it, but still not actually legal to sell. So a lot of different tricks to laws. And you really don't want to, you know, you really don't want to get caught up in that. So if you're a truck driver and you live in Missouri or you're going through Missouri, don't get hyped up about that shit. You know, best to keep your gun at home. Not to mention guns cause bad decisions. We've all been cut off and been upset and knowing if you had your pistol on, you'd have shot some fool in the back of the head for cutting you off. You know, it's just not a good idea for truck drivers. Don't get me wrong. I understand. Protect yourself. I get it. Right. If you want to do that, I understand. But, you know, you don't want to be stupid about it. You know, if you're going to do that shit, do it the right way. You know, and definitely make sure you're licensed and definitely get a permit and definitely get training, because you can still do that in those states. It's just not something you have to do in those states. The Democrats, of course, they're trying to hype up violence and all that shit because they want to show cause with direct laws. Of course, the same people who smoke marijuana, right? You buy fucking drugs from drug dealers, but you you're against drug violence. Yeah, which makes sense. I'm going to finance this drug dealer to shoot those people, right? Because he's got my weed, right? But I'm not going to fight for him to have a legal weapon and proper training. Hell no, right? Hopefully he'll shoot the people he's shooting at and 18 other people behind him. You know, to me, they're always both wrong. I can agree with more liberal gun laws, but I think what we need to do is decide, like, shotguns, 22s, 38s, those should be legal for everybody to carry. And then at the same time, anything more harder than that, because really most of the issues we have tend to come with assault rifles. I wouldn't worry about the assault rifle. I would personally make it difficult to get the ammunition, and especially in bulk. You know, if you need 5,000 rounds of AK ammunition, you need to be background checked properly and have a psychological test. I know people are like, oh, psychological test just because I want to buy 5,000 rounds of AK-47. Yes, yes, yes. I'm that horrible Nazi son of a bitch. Yes, I am. Right? But other than that, I think I wish those laws went to something more reasonable. I just don't like the idea of somebody being unpermitted and carrying a firearm. And that means, you know, and when I look at truck drivers, I just look at us, you know, somebody cuts you off or you cut somebody off. The driver gets pissed off and shooting at you, you know, or driver in the situation shooting at them. And this isn't going to lead to anything good, most likely, especially when you don't, you know, training is important because it teaches you responsibility. You remove the responsibility. And in some cases, you're just going to have a goofy idiot with a gun. You know, yeah. I hope Missouri gets that straightened out. And it is in other places, too. I believe it was Alaska. Alaska is crazy because if I'm not mistaken, I read right that, and I could be mistaken. Well, I don't think I am. Alaska, I just want to believe I'm mistaken because it's so insane. But Alaska allows you to go there, buy firearms in Alaska, and if you're from another state, which is fucking nuts. Well, this is just, I mean, do we have to be bazooka dumb about this type of shit? Just, and, you know, so if you're a driver, be careful going through Missouri because these motherfuckers are strapped and unlicensed, crazy motherfuckers got them. And also, they even talked about relaxing restrictions on background checks. In other words, you don't pass the background check, but we release some of the restrictions on, you know, whether your felony should stop you from buying a gun or whether a small misdemeanor should stop you from purchasing a weapon, which is fucking nuts. I don't understand what the logic is in that, especially the part about buying a firearm and not having training. That should automatically come when you buy one. Should just automatically come. Literally, to me, when you've never owned one, never shot one, you should go into a class, go through the class, and get out, and then you get your firearm. It's very important. So, I mean, and the real tragedy about it with untrained people and guns is, you know, the kids are going to find these guns and shoot themselves. And that leads to more stupid regulation. And then it leads to more overreacting on regulations, which just leads to more drama. It just, I don't know. Cycle is stupid, I guess. That was more of a break 1-9, but just thought it was a bit concerning. You know, people in Missouri untrained with firearms. And they kept talking about background checks like they wanted to get rid of background checks. Why would you want to get rid of background checks? Why would you want to allow anybody who can't pass a background check to have a firearm and then have a firearm without training? It just, anyway, guys, Truck Driver 101. It's just, oh boy, it's fucked up. It's fucked up.